gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy. The letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul is exhorting us to place our confidence in Christ and in his sacred humanity, which he has offered on the cross for us. He has not only offered himself for our sins, but he has allowed us to enter through the veil into the sanctuary. The veil, St. Paul says, is his flesh, and he has brought his flesh to us, and he has, as our great high priest, has opened up the house of God, the temple of God, so that we can offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to the Lord, which of course is what we do at Mass. We come before the altar of God, and Jesus is our great high priest. Our Lord is our victim and our salvation. And through our baptism, by which we are united to him and to the Blessed Trinity, with the presence of the Holy Spirit within our souls, we are able to offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to God. And so we're exhorted to have a sincere heart and absolute trust, to be clean from an evil conscience, and to be made pure as though we were washed in pure water. And this is our hope. We're united to Jesus, and his sacrifice becomes our sacrifice. We offer his sacrifice, and his sacrifice truly washes us away from sin. And so we are to be inspired with confidence and with an understanding of the power of God within our souls. And we are exhorted then to be generous, to allow the light that God has given us to shine. As our Lord says in the Gospel, that we should not place a lamp under a bushel basket, but should allow it to shine by placing it on a lampstand. And he exhorts us also, our Lord himself, to generosity and confidence. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. The one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even that what he has will be taken away. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Blaise, bishop and martyr. He was the bishop of Sepastia in Armenia in the 4th century, and he died a martyr for Christ. Just before he died, he cured a child. Mother brought a child who was choking on a fishbone to him, and he delivered the child from his imminent death. It's for this reason that we bless the throats of those who, well, everyone, but we, a special prayer, the blessing of throats with the candles that is particularly directed towards deliverance from illnesses of the throat, but also for every other illness, as the prayer says. But the symbolism of the blessing reminds us of the things that we meditate about in today's readings, namely that Christ has brought us his grace and his healing. We bless people's throats with the candles that were blessed yesterday during the Feast of Candlemas. Christ is the light of the world, and his grace delivers us from every evil. And the candles are placed in the form of the cross to remind us of Christ's sacrificial death and his redeeming love. And the blessing is on the feast of a martyr, because this individual who was able to perform this miraculous deed was like Jesus. He had that confidence, he had that trust in God to enter into the fire and go through the veil of death and pass out the other side unscathed. And we are called to have that same confidence and appreciation and gratitude for the grace of God, and to believe in his power to deliver us from physical evil like illnesses, the power to deliver us from our sins, the power to deliver us from fear, so that we can be his witnesses. And if we take all of this to heart and allow the grace of God to transform our lives, then we will be generous the way the Lord wants us to be generous. He wants to pour into our laps in abundance his grace and everything that we could possibly desire, but we have to let go. We have to die a little every day. We have to pick up our cross and carry it, lose our life in order to find it. May we have that grace as we celebrate this feast of the martyr Saint Blaise, and as we ask for the Lord's healing power in our lives to this blessing that we receive.
Fructum ventris tuum.